legendary coach, Wes Elwright. He spent 46 years teaching and coaching Middle Tennessee area, taught and coached in six different schools in Metro Nashville, was a head coach for 23 years at Donelson, North, Maplewood, and McGavitt, combined on an overall record of 173-81-2. Coached for 4 years at Cumberland under another legend, Herschel Moore. He has published several books, Bubba, and has a website, jetsweep.com, that is absolutely terrific. It really goes into the wing tee and various other things. Inducted in the TSSAA Hall of Fame in 2013, and then also into the Tennessee Football Coaches Hall of Fame in 2014, has coached five players that have made it to the NFL.
Coach Elrod, how are you doing this morning?
Coach Spears, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. I appreciate you coming on, but, you know, I got to start off first. You got to tell me a little bit of – I know this, but you need to tell the people listening about your family and where you are and what you're doing right now, because I know it's a proud moment for you at this time.
Well, right now I'm looking out at the Gulf of Mexico because we're down here at we've got a place down here in Orange Beach, and so I'm looking out at a nice sunny – it's a nice sunny day down here, probably a little warmer than where you are.
I'd say.
Yes, we are proud of our family. John runs track. John Elrod, our grandson, runs track for UT, and our granddaughter, Paxton, has just been promoted. She was with Fox Sports Arizona. She's now with Fox Sports Southeast, and she is the media maven for Fox Sports. You'll probably see her some going on into baseball season and stuff like that, so we're excited about her. Yeah, the Elrod family is doing well. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, and I've told you this many times, I appreciate everything. You were a mentor to me and to a lot of young coaches. You have never, to my knowledge, turned a young coach down when they came to you for advice or anything on the wing tee. Like we said, you've written books and everything, and plus you're a good friend of my high school coach, you know, Coach Jerry Pig, and you've been doing it so long, and I don't care what anybody says. When you mention Wes Elrod, the first thing they're going to say, hey, a football coach. And, I mean, you've just – the way you've treated me coming up, I can remember getting knocked out of the playoffs. The big thing that I wanted to do was just get ass. Just get ass. To get in the Legends van.
Yeah, that was a tradition we had. I think Jerry Boggett was the one who did that, yeah. And then we would go to, after we all got eliminated, then we'd go, pick us a game.
We'd go to a game, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Coach Elrod, Craig Ladd, 23 years as a head coach at Donelson, North, Maplewood, and McGavick. You saw a lot of talented players and coached many, many talented players. Maybe give four or five of some of the top players that you coached, if you can limit it down to that.
Well, of course, there's EJ Jr., and you know, who played for us at Maplewood and then was All-American at Alabama. And then Jonathan Quinn, you know, was quarterback, went to the NFL, is now the head coach at Davidson. And Preston Brown, who's perhaps probably the fastest football player ever played in the state of Tennessee, that was with Vanderbilt and I think New England and the Jets. And then we had some others. I think probably the Gibson brothers that we had at Maplewood they're two of the finest football players ever coached. I was really fortunate to have some, to be able to coach some really talented kids, and that make you look like a good football coach when you have those kind of kids. Yeah.
Well, I can remember one too that you left off there. Of course, as many years as you coached, Ronald Hale.
Yeah, big Ronald.
Yeah, yeah.
Leon Baxter, you know, the big giant.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
UT and had some mysterious malady come up and ended up dying. You know, and but he would have. There's no doubt he would have been in the NFL. Phil Fulmer told me at the time he was the finest line prospect that they had ever recruited, because he was a 6'4", 320 back in the day when a big guy was 280. Now they're all over 300, but he was way, way ahead of his time. And then Jesse Mathers at North, who Bernard Wilson told me this, you know, that was the NFL player for the Eagles, that Jesse may have been the best athlete that he ever had to cover. And when he'd covered him at practice at Vanderbilt, he said he's never played against a better athlete than Jesse. And unfortunately, Jesse's gone too, you know, so. Yeah, I was really a fortunate coach to have some spectacular talent. You know, I probably had way more than I deserved.
Tell us a little bit about – I know, Coach, I mean, I can tell you your career blindfolded because, you know, our friendship and me following you and the mentor you was to me. When you left high school football and then you went to Cumberland and you coached under I don't say you coached under, you just coached with Coach
right.
Moore, because when I was growing up in the Stratford community, Coach Moore, and I got to tell Coach Moore this many times, that's all I ever wanted to do was grow up and play for Coach Herschel Moore. And then when Coach Pitt got the job, our relationship, the good Lord just took care of me to put me in connection with Coach Jerry Pig and play for him and coach with him and be the friends that we have. Tell us a little bit about coaching with Coach Moore.
Coach Moore may be, I've been around a lot of football coaches. Coach Moore, from, you know, just an X's no standpoint, may be the sharpest guy or the most knowledgeable guy that I've ever been around. I mean, he was just off the charts good. I mean, he taught me so much, you know, and of course, I was with some other coaches, and, you know, you made the comment about helping other coaches. I think you're obligated as a coach. You know, you can't ever pay them back, but you could certainly pay it forward. And so I think it's your obligation to help coaches that are coming up under you. But Herschel, and people don't know this too, Herschel was maybe the funniest guy that I have ever been around. I mean, we spent a lot of time laughing. I sure do. I miss him, and I miss Coach Johnson and, you know, some other guys, but hey, it was a lot of fun getting to do the job that I got to do, and I was blessed to be taught by some really great men. You know, I stood on some good shoulders. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, and you mentioned one there too. If you want to talk about him, and I just thought the word Coach Johnson.
Yeah,
man, y'all had some teams, but y'all had some times too. Now,
if they started a Tiddlywinks team tomorrow, he would have been the guy I wanted to coach because he had figured out a way to win.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Gerald Johnson.
Right.
Yes.
He was maybe – I think he may be the best all-around coach that was ever in Middle Tennessee. He was – and not only that, he was a great athlete. People don't realize he was a three-sport letterman athlete at Middle Tennessee State University. And not only that, he was one of the best players on any team, on each team, football, baseball, and basketball. People like that don't exist anymore.
I tell you what, Coach, I remember when I just got out of high school and Coach Pick said, hey, a bunch of us coaches got a little softball team here. We need you to come play. We got some people. I walk out there, and I'm in awe. I can't play, you know, the first couple innings. Here we got Ron Bargetze, Coach Johnson, Coach Elrod, Coach Pig, Eddie Pig.
Boots Donnelly was on that team.
Yeah, I'm going, my gosh. And I'm going, I'm the youngest one out there, and all these guys. And I'm going, they used to go at it on Friday night. Now they're out here playing together. And they're going at it playing together.
See, Buster Bogusky would set us up. we call the team the Mentors, and Buster Bogusky would set us up, and he'd get us a beer sponsor.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but I do remember that.
Coach Elrod, talk about your website, jetsweep.com.
Well, when I was with Herschel, and, of course, you know, I don't know, people today don't remember, there used to be a radio show called Fibber McGee and Molly, and it opened up a closet and everything would fall out of it. Well, Herschel has never thrown away a football play. I mean, I've got some of his, I've probably got 15 of his books, and good gosh, I mean, you could fill up a closet with them. And so when I was with him, I decided to cut away a bunch of it. And of course, I dog robbed a lot of his stuff and wrote some books on the wing tee that perhaps maybe would blend better with some of the high school stuff. And, it worked out well, and I had to have a way to, you know, to possibly sell the book. So I started my website in 2003, and that's like, to be honest with you, I'm still helping a couple of teams through Huddle, which you know about, and we've got one in New York's in the state semifinals, and my boy up in Kentucky at McLean County last night got a big upset win, and then one here in Tennessee that's still playing. So And they all come on the website and you know, and they're involved in the wing offense or a form of it. And so it's a way for people to get on the forum board and they can talk to one another and share ideas, and they'll come on and ask a question. And if a coach asks a question on the forum, he'll probably get five or six answers before the day's out. You know, so it's been a lot of fun, and it gives me something to do. So it's been going now since 2003, and so I enjoy that and gives me something to do every day, you know.
Coach Elrod, question. I was going to say a question here. You know, there's a little, still a lot of teams that run the wing T, but you get the wishbone, for example. You just don't see that anymore. I mean, why do you think?
The reason that you don't is because what's hurt the option in high school is they took away the on your arc blocks and your flank blocks and stuff like that. They took away blocking below the waist. And so as a result of that, you can, you know, where you could take a small wing back and, you know, cut a bigger guy's legs out from under, you can't do that in high school anymore. Now you can in Texas. But, yeah, that's like and then you watched the Kentucky-Tennessee game the other day, and what Kentucky was doing that gave Tennessee so much trouble was they were running option stuff, and UT doesn't see a lot of that right now, and it took them a while to figure out a way to defend it. So, yeah, the wishbone was a great offense, but I think removing blocking below the waist has probably diminished that quite a bit at the high school level. That's like the jet sweep. I mean, when we ran that at Cumberland, we could block low, and it was really an effective play. I mean, I tell people, have you ever seen a 600-yard rushing game? And there was three times when I was with Herschel up there, we had over 600 yards rushing in a game.
Wow!
And I mean, it's so, but I think the blocking below the waist is what took the option, a lot of the option out of high school. And of course, right now the bright shiny object is all the spread stuff, and some of the schools do it well, but I'm not a spread no huddle fan, to be honest with you. I just I feel like at the high school level, you need to go to the huddle. But that's just my opinion.
I tell you what, Coach, Columbia Academy, who we played last night, they run the wing, and they run the jet, and they run the rocket, you know, and they spread you out, and they do a pretty good job. Before we let you go, I got to let you make a comment. I remember when you was in a state championship at MTSU. I believe it was.
What, the Ice Bowl?
Yeah. So tell us about that. And we were talking, you know, back then, in the mid-70s, you didn't get but one or two teams in.
No, it was only two out of Middle Tennessee. I tell people, it's like I was looking at the scores last night, and they're now to the round where anything you do from now on, there are no cupcake games left now. So you're about like it was back then. I mean, you know, back in when they first started the playoffs, if you made the playoffs, you were either undefeated, but you couldn't get in the playoffs. If you had one loss, you might have a chance to get in the playoffs. But most of the teams that went in were undefeated. And but that particular game, which we lost to Oak Ridge, rained all afternoon, and then the temperature just went down into the teens. And basically the turf froze and turned into an ice rink, and we had the wrong kind of shoes. Oak Ridge had never played on turf, so they were a little bit better shoes. I know when Preston Brown got caught from behind on one play, his feet were slipping. I went, uh-oh, this is not good. So it ended up being bad for the Panthers that night. So, but it was, you know.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. But hey, fire that legend band back up next week, and hey, hey, Jonathan,
I think the legend band. Hey, we got the legend band going on our weekly golf match. Me and Coach Pig, Coach Hardy, and Coach Kirby.
Well,
we play each week, and of course, you're too good to play with us, you sorry rascal.
No, I tell you this: you need to get that legend band, get Coach Pig, and y'all come on up to Friendship, because hey, we play Davison Academy next week, and you'll get to see Jonathan.
Uh-oh. Well, that'll be a good one.
That's right.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks again for coming on, Coach, and wish you the best.